Welcome back to That Classic Rock Show. We are talking with rock and roll writer Lisa Torum. So Lisa, why do you think rock and roll music resonates with people?
We can all participate and feel like rock stars, and we get this immediate rush. It's not about being judged. It's not about perfection. It's about our feelings. It's about interacting with like-minded people, and it's just win-win.
You know, and one of the things I like about it is just watching live music, you know, going to a concert, and you're just enjoying the moment with other people. It's like going to the movies. You're sitting in the dark, and you're just enjoying a moment. And a lot of times it's a lot of fun just talking to people about that rock band that is up on stage. Of course, every once in a while you sit next to someone who thinks they know everything, they don't know anything, and you try to correct them, and all of a sudden you get in an argument. So maybe I'm wrong. No, it's just the enjoyment that you're getting from it. And Lisa, wouldn't you say that just some of the memories, especially classic rock, the memories of, you know, a love lost or a good time when you hear a particular song?
Oh, yeah. It just totally brings you back, or brings me back to my youth. You know, first love, first crush, first breakup, all those things. It can be a very cathartic memory.
So anytime you hear a Beatles song, I'm sure your first crush on Paul McCartney.
We won't go into that. Okay.
All right. What was the song with your husband, Chris? What was your song?
My song with him.
Yeah.
You put her on the spot, Jim.
Put her on the spot.
What was our song? It would have to be maybe one of the Doors or the Who. We're both big.
Those are both great choices.
Yeah,
great
the choice. Who, anything by the Who, anything by the Doors. We used to fight because he was more of a Stones fan. I was more of a Beatles, but, you know, I came around.
All right, well.
I think we all had those fights when we were younger.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I'm sure the Beatles won, right?
Yeah. Oh, Paul, are you listening?
You know, Jim, that's why I didn't get married till I was 46, because I couldn't find a woman who liked Jimi Hendrix.
Well, wasn't it on the quiz when you were dating girls? Circle yes or no. Do you like Jimi Hendrix?
Remember Diner? Remember the movie Diner?
That was you.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, the Daniel Stern character.
Do you like the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, exactly.
No? Okay.
Next.
Forget it.
So let's talk about your next project. It's about Chicago and Ava Cherry, somebody I really didn't know much about till you mentioned it. Very interesting career. Can you tell us a little bit about her?
Sure. So Ava Cherry was a former fashion model and a Playboy bunny. She met David Bowie at a club, and he asked her to be a backup singer for a tour. Well, that didn't quite work out, but long story short, she followed David, and they developed a long relationship, professional and personal, and she influenced him greatly for the Young Americans album, The Blue Eyed Soul. She also went on to wear these beautiful Versace gowns and sang with Lisa Fisher and other members in the 80s with Luther Vandross. And then she had a great dance career, which is still happening right now.
Well, and tell us about your project. What are you doing with her?
So I've been working with her on her memoir. It's called All That Glitters. It's going to be out probably very early next year. And she's going to talk about her family in Chicago. She's going to talk about L.A. She's going to talk about David Bowie, Luther Vandross, Keith Richards, all the people she's met, and how she's kept herself going in this tough industry and with her glamorous wardrobe. Very stylish lady.
Well, we're going to show some pictures on the radio here of her wardrobe. So everybody please pay. Oh, just kidding, of course. Yeah. So just imagine what they look like. Anyway, we're going to play the song Forget Me Nots by Ava Cherry.
Yeah.
That was Ava Cherry, Forget Me Nots.
Mark, I just want to interrupt that.
Oh,
Lisa
sure,
and I
go
just,
ahead.
Lisa and I just had a very nice disco dance to that.
Oh.
And Lisa, next time, let me lead.
It's actually more smooth jazz, you know? That's something you'd hear on the Watercolors XM satellite station.
Something like that. You know, but we danced to it anyway.
Oh, okay. Lisa, one more project you are starting is about Billy Joel. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm having so much fun researching his entire discography. I've been getting some insights from the Philadelphia producer, Jonah Tolo, who worked on River of Dreams and some singles. I had the pleasure of speaking with Liberty DeVito, who was Billy Joel's drummer for 30 years. And he also has a memoir out, great writer and musician, of course. He's a full spectrum artist. So I love the fact that Billy does everything. I love pouring through his lyrics. I really want to give people that maybe are not familiar with the whole landscape of his work this sense of just seeing how capable he has been of staying in the industry so successfully and covering so much.
So what song do you want to play?
So we're going to do Matter of Trust from 1986 Bridge album. By the way, this was a huge hit in the Soviet Union. They toured in before 1987. It's an electric guitar-driven song, which is unusual, obviously, because it didn't feature piano. And Billy was one of the few videos he loved because it showed him playing rock guitar.
Yeah.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
It was A Matter of Trust from the Bridge album by Billy Joel. You are listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM, and 24/7 on demand from anywhere in the world, including New York, which is where Billy Joel's from. Well, Lisa, growing up, what was the moment that you knew rock and roll would be a big part of your life?
Well, you know, the British groups just made me curious about all sorts of other cultures, fashions, attitudes. I was absolutely fascinated by the Zombies, the Beatles, the Animals, the Kinks, the sort of sometimes the sad chord progressions they used. And they also, they made me curious about other parts of the world, other types of music. I ended up listening to Lonnie Hall with Brazil 66. I got into an Edith Piaf thing, traditional Mexican music. It's just when I learned about the UK and these cute guys with their fun accents, it just made me want to learn more about the world and travel, and it opened me up to so many other types of music.
Well, that's what got me interested in music, too, is the cute guys. I just want to know that. It was, I mean, it was the whole feeling, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It was a great era, the 60s and
Incredible.
70s.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 2014, you interviewed Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull, and I was there to take photos, if you remember. I was the guy with the camera. Remember that?
Oh, I think I do.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your time with Ian.
Well, when I interviewed Ian, I had a complete panic attack the first time I interviewed him over the phone. I literally was shaking. The only thing that wasn't shaking was my voice, and I said, please, whoever is listening, just let my voice be okay, and it was. I got through all my questions. My editor said, okay, you got through that. It'll never happen again. And it never did. Ian really knows a lot about everything. He listened to Paul Butterfield's East West, and that set him on a path of discovering world music, a phrase he doesn't really like, but we can call it global music, whatever you want. He got into Indian Raga. He had Anushka Shankar in some of his shows. But he was Celtic music. He was so open and talked to me many times about the different types of music, Endangered Species, Thrombosis on the Airplane, and what to do about it. This guy just, he can talk about anything.
So why don't you play DJ and introduce the next song?
Well, Locomotive Breath from Aqualung. It's about a steam locomotive. You've got John Evans with this gorgeous piano intro, sort of classical, sort of jazzy. Martin Barr and John Evans kind of do this wonderful sparring between the guitar and the piano. And of course, Ian Anderson's playing some incredible flute. A lot of the parts he also contributed in the studio were with drums and acoustic electric guitar. So take it away with Locomotive Breath. Fasten your seatbelts.
Thank you.
Well, Lisa, you did such a good job introducing Locomotive Breath that we're going to let you play DJ for a couple more songs. So tell us about each of the songs you're going to introduce and why they are important to you. Let's start with You Really Got Me by the Kinks.
Well, you're probably wondering why that song sounds so aggressive. Dave Davies got in a fight with his parents, and they wanted him to break up with his girlfriend, and he slashed his amplifier, and lo and behold, he got this incredible distorted sound. This was sort of like a tribute to the blues artists like Leadbelly, and I think they were inspired also by things like Louie Louie. It was their breakthrough hit, and it's the kind of song that, you know, you see that tall, cool drink across the room at a crowded bar, and you can't get that person out of your mind. Well, that's You Really Got Me.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
By the way, for those listening with headphones, you do not need to see an audiologist. That song was recorded in mono. And that is Dave Davies playing guitar and not Jimmy Page, as has often been rumored. So, Lisa, we've got one more song for you to introduce. What do you want to play?
So, Ishiku Park by the Small Faces in 1967. One of my favorites. Steve Marriott was an incredible singer. He just had such joy. But he really, like, built up this song. I love the dynamics. And Ian McLaughlin, who Jim and I covered, he just adds so much with his keyboards. I also just love the vocals. And they were trying a lot of new studio techniques also. It was sort of the era of psychedelia. Mm-hmm.
And that was a great show that we covered at Fitzgerald's way back then. And remember I took a picture of you with Ian?
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you ever pay me for that picture yet?
Cash or credit, Jim.
I'll take
straight.
Either one. Well, here's Ichiku Park by the Small Faces.
Over bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Where I cried.
And why the tears there?
Tell you why.
It's all
I'd like to go there now with you.
the butt. They all come out to cool the nights. The ice on top under the sea.
Beautiful. Oh, boy.
Well, you know what, Jim? Just like you tell me when I sing, I'm going to tell you, keep your day job.
Sounded good in the shower this morning. God. Well, anyway, that's our show for today. I want to thank my old friend, Lisa Torum, for being our guest. You did a great job today. I hope
thank
you enjoyed
you,
it.
Thank
you, Jim. She was outstanding.
Thank you, Mark.
So, Lisa, just tell us where we could find some of your written material.
So you can see my Rock Lit column called Raging Pages at www.pennyblackmusic.co.uk. I'm on Facebook, Lisa Torum, and American Blues Scene. I've been writing for them. And you can check out my books at Amazon, and I'll try to keep you guys posted.
And in honor of your visit, we're going to close with one of your favorite songs, Led Zeppelin's Kashmir.
Can't wait.
So please join Mark and me every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., or Fridays from 11 a.m. till noon. Or you can listen to our recorded shows anytime on the station's website, huntleyradio.com.
Our book, Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, is available on Amazon and online at the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum.
And to view my classic rock photography, please visit my website, jimsamariaphoto.com. You can also stop by Hey Nani in Arlington Heights to view my photo exhibit of 1970s classic rock artists. Mark and I are also on Facebook, so look us up.
Yes. And you've been listening to That Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM, and on demand anywhere in the world.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. I got that word. Including Boyuin, Illinois, home of Jim Peterik.
Thanks for listening, everybody.